Hello, and welcome to this GCSE English Literature Study podcast on Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. I'm your host, and over the next 10 minutes, we're going to explore the key themes, characters, and exam techniques you need to master for OCR Component 02, Section A. Now, Frankenstein isn't just a horror story about a monster. It's a sophisticated gothic novel that examines ambition, responsibility, and what it means to be human. And here's the crucial thing for your exam. You'll face two questions. Part A focuses entirely on close analysis of a given extract. That's your AO2 skills, analyzing language and structure. Part B asks you to write a whole text essay linking a theme from the extract to the wider novel, and that's where you bring in context in AO3. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about the narrative structure, because this is absolutely vital for Part A analysis. Frankenstein uses a triple-layered frame narrative. Think of it like Russian dolls. The outermost layer is Robert Walton's letters to his sister, Margaret. He's an Arctic explorer who rescues Victor Frankenstein. Within Walton's narrative, we hear Victor's confession about creating the creature. And embedded within Victor's story in chapters 11 to 16, the creature himself narrates his own tragic tale of rejection and education. Why does Shelley do this? Well, each narrator offers a different perspective on ambition and isolation. Walton mirrors Victor's dangerous obsession with glory. Victor is the unreliable narrator consumed by guilt. And the creature, often called the monster, but examiners love it when you use the creature, he's the most eloquent and sympathetic voice. When you're analyzing an extract in Part A, always identify whose voice you're hearing. Is it Walton's awestruck observations, Victor's self-justifying rhetoric, or the creature's poignant longing for acceptance? Now, let's talk about the big themes. Dangerous knowledge is central. Victor's pursuit of the secret of life, influenced by natural philosophy and the new science of galvanism, leads to catastrophe. Shelley was writing in 1818, during the Romantic period, when there was real anxiety about science overstepping moral boundaries. Luigi Galvani's experiments with electricity reanimating dead tissue were well known, and Shelley channels that into Victor's hubristic creation. In your Part B essay, you might link this to the subtitle, The Modern Prometheus. Prometheus stole fire from the gods and was punished eternally. Victor steals the power of creation and suffers similarly. Monstrosity in humanity is another key theme. Who is the real monster? Victor abandons his creation out of horror at its appearance, but the creature is born innocent. He learns language by observing the De Lacy family, reads Paradise Lost, and longs for companionship. It's society's rejection and Victor's refusal to create a female companion that turns him vengeful. Examiners reward candidates who explore this moral ambiguity. Don't just say the creature is misunderstood. Analyze how Shelley uses the creature's educated, articulate language to challenge our assumptions about monstrosity. Isolation and responsibility runs through every narrative layer. Victor isolates himself in his laboratory, abandons his creation, and then isolates himself again in guilt. The creature is isolated by his appearance. Walton is isolated in the Arctic. Shelley suggests that isolation, whether self-imposed or enforced, is destructive. And Victor's failure to take responsibility for his creation is his tragic flaw. He creates life, then flees. This is a brilliant point for Part B. Link Victor's irresponsibility to romantic ideas about the sublime power of nature. He tries to usurp nature's role and fails catastrophically. Let's talk about Gothic conventions. Frankenstein is a Gothic novel, so expect dark, sublime settings, the Alps, the Arctic, storms, laboratories lit by flickering candles. Shelley uses pathetic fallacy. The weather reflects the character's emotions. When Victor creates the creature, it's a dreary night of November. When the creature confronts him on the glacier, the sublime, terrifying landscape mirrors the horror of their meeting. In Part A, always comment on how setting and weather contribute to tone and atmosphere. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where candidates lose marks. Part A is 20 marks, Part B is 20 marks. You have 50 minutes total, so allocate 25 minutes to each. Do not spend 35 minutes on Part A and rush Part B. They're equally weighted. Part A, close analysis. You're given an extract. Your job is to analyze how Shelley uses language, structure, and form to create meaning. This is AO2 territory. Do not write about context in Part A. It's not assessed, and you'll waste time. Focus on semantic fields, Gothic lexis like darkness, wretch, agony, sentence structure. Does Shelley use long, complex sentences to mirror Victor's obsessive thinking? Short, fragmented sentences to convey the creature's despair? Narrative voice. Whose perspective is this? How does the epistolary form, letters, create intimacy or distance? Imagery and symbolism. Light and fire often symbolize knowledge. Darkness symbolizes ignorance or monstrosity. Embed your quotations. Don't say, Shelley uses the word wretch. Say, Shelley's use of the dehumanizing term wretch reflects Victor's inability to see his creation as a sentient being. Part B, whole text essay. This is where you bring in context, AO3, and link the extract's theme to the wider novel. The question will give you a theme, let's say, the presentation of ambition. You need to reference the extract briefly to establish the theme, then range across the whole text with precise quotations. Integrate context as a driver of meaning, not a bolt-on paragraph. For example, Shelley's presentation of Victor's ambition reflects Enlightenment anxieties about scientific overreach. His desire to unfold to the world the deepest mysteries of creation echoes Promethean hubris, punished by the gods. That's concept, context, and evidence in one sentence. Common mistakes. Narrating the plot instead of analyzing. Confusing who's speaking. Walton, Victor, or the creature. Treating Part B as a general essay rather than addressing the specific question. Asserting that something is horrifying without analyzing the language that creates horror. Let's test your knowledge. Pause after each question and answer aloud. Question 1. Who is the outermost narrator of Frankenstein? Answer, Robert Walton. Question 2. In which chapters does the creature narrate his own story? Answer, chapters 11 to 16. Question 3. What is the subtitle of Frankenstein and what does it reference? Answer, the modern Prometheus, referencing the Titan who stole fire from the gods. Question 4. Name two members of the De Lacy family. Answer, Felix, Agatha, and the blind father De Lacy. Question 5. Which character is wrongfully executed for William's murder? Answer, Justine Moritz. Question 6. What does AO2 assess in Part A? Answer, analysis of the writer's methods, language, structure, and form. Question 7. What does AO3 assess in Part B? Answer, understanding of context and its relationship to the text. How did you do if you got them all? Brilliant. If not, revisit those areas. All right, let's recap. Frankenstein is a multi-layered gothic novel exploring dangerous knowledge, monstrosity, and responsibility. For your OCR exam, remember, Part A, 25 minutes, close analysis, AO2 only, no context. Focus on language, structure, and narrative voice. Part B, 25 minutes, whole text essay, integrate context as a driver of meaning, use precise quotations. Know your narrative structure, Walton, Victor, creature. Explore moral ambiguity, who is the real monster? Link to romantic and gothic contexts, the sublime, galvanism, Prometheus. You've got this. Frankenstein rewards careful, critical analysis. Don't just tell the story, analyze how Shelley tells it and why. Good luck in your exam, and remember, the examiners want to reward your insight, not your memory. Show them you understand the craft behind the horror. Thanks for listening. Now go and smash that exam.